Hallelujah. How's everybody? Blessed and highly favored. Yes. Turn to your neighbor and tell him you have a sweet aroma. Now tell him to God. Hallelujah. You know, you have a sweet aroma to God. Maybe not to your neighbor, but to God anyways. Hallelujah. Thank you, Master. Would you turn to 1 Peter chapter 4? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much. 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 7. Ah, I see now. Is everybody there? Let's read it together. But the end of all things is at hand. Therefore be what? Serious and watchful in your prayers. Be serious and watchful in your prayers. So while you're praying, you're to be seen. Amen. Now, one of the things that people fall into in the arena of being serious is not religious. See, people get religious in an arena that they gotta. See, walking with Christ is a simplicity. Being serious means that as you're praying, God begins to unfold things. It's not you ripping through the pages. He unfolds it. And as he unfolds it, you begin to see it. You sense it. You see it. Then you begin to taste it. Something that you know that you know. So many times people are paying more attention to themselves. They're willing to hear from self more than they are willing to hear from God. And not even knowing it. And it causes confusion and frustration. It causes oppression. So one of the things is the enemy comes to push, right? And the spirit comes to what? Lead. It's simple. Intellect tries to complicate things. I was on the phone today with a gentleman of complicating things. And one of the things, you know, it's like, man, just take a minute, man. Step out of the puddle of affliction. Just step away from it. Don't try to calculate your way out of it. Step away from it and praise God. See, so many times people are trying to make God's will, and you can't make God's will. Amen? You serve his will. And so he says here, you know, make sure, know that the end of all things is at hand. So there's an area that, hallelujah, hallelujah. There's going to be a lot of interruption. There's going to be a lot of influence. There's going to be a lot of things that the enemy's trying to distract. Therefore, be serious and watchful in your prayers. In verse 8, and above all things have what? Fervent love for one another. This is a warning. He says, why? Because one of the things that the enemy is going to do is to prevent you or nullify fervent love. He's trying to break that bridge of love. He's trying to bust things so that we fall from love to lust. So he says, man, fervent love, make sure that you maintain what? That above all things, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover what? A multitude of sins. Well, why would it cover a multitude of sins? Because you're not looking to love. You're not looking to lust. You're looking to love. Where there's lust, there is sin. Where there's love, there is peace, there is rest. There is joy, there's obedience, it's different. Okay, verse 9, it says, be hospitable to one another without grumbling. As each one has received a gift, minister to one another as good stewards of the manifold. Hallelujah. 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 Dominion forever and ever, and everyone said, amen. So, now, okay, so he tells us these things, right? He's warning us. Now look at the next verse. What does he say? Beloved, do not think it strange concerning what? The fiery trial which is to try you as though some strange thing happened to you. So in other words, he tells us and then he expresses, look at, one of the things the enemy is going to try to do is move you from love to lust. Does everybody got it? He said, but rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when he is when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Suffer as a murderer, a thief, an evildoer, or as a busybody in other people's matters. Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this matter. For the time has come for judgment. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Obey the gospel. Fervent love overcomes sin. It overcomes sin. It overcomes self. It overcomes the world. Again, the battle will become more evident. It's going to become more evident that the love for self and the world is going to be more and more seen. Does everybody understand? You know, these are going to be end time challenges for each and every one of us, because the enemy is going to come and provoke. He's going to provoke us to look for a false fulfillment, and lust is a false fulfillment. He's going to try and provoke and encourage more of self, where people become in the arena. Listen, when lust is there, hallelujah, hallelujah, pushes more offense, more bitterness, more division. Amen? But fervent love is something special. Fervent love is the fire of God. Fervent love is the fire of God. And it only can be obtained in His presence. That's why people fall from fervent love to lust, because they're not maintaining God's presence, that fire. Again, fervent love is the fire of God with the intensity of the Spirit. It is a consistency of obedience with zeal. There's no shame. There's no fear. In fact, the Bible says perfect love casts out all fear. So where this place of fervent love is, it's God's fire, and it only can come from His presence. It nullifies everything else of the entanglements of the lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, and pride of life of the world. Is everybody okay? Matthew 24. Matthew 24, verse 3. And now as Jesus sat on the Mount of Olives, His disciples came to Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus answered and said, take heed that no one was what? Deceive you. Again, we know that the only way the enemy can manipulate is by deception. For many will come in My name saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. In other words, what he's talking about is there's going to be many religions that are going to come, and they will not promote fervent love. They will promote lust. And you will hear wars and rumors of war. Of course, that's a fruit of the false Christ. See that you... Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And there will be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in various places. Is that happening? Yeah. And these are the beginning of sorrows. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation. So we'll go from beginning to sorrows to tribulation. And they will kill you. And you will be hated by all nations for My name's sake. And then many will be... Hallelujah. They've fallen out of fervent love, if they've ever reached it. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And hallelujah. Cold. But he who endures to the end will be what? Saved. In other words, many will grow cold of love. But he who endures, he who maintains fervent love, the fire of God, will make it to the end. In Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians 3. Hallelujah. Is everybody there in verse 14? Let's speak it together. Ephesians 3:14. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant. Hallelujah. Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you being rooted and grounded where? In love. In other words, being rooted and grounded in his presence. Why? Because fervent love is established and maintained in his presence. And may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the Hallelujah. All the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. By Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Rooted and grounded in love. Rooted and grounded. Why? Because if you are rooted and grounded in this love, which we call fervent love, which is an area of an obedience, of a zeal obedience. You love to be obedient. Why? Because you know it pleases him. And in this area where you know that the fire of God, God's presence is vitally number one most important thing to your life, his presence. And his presence is this fervent love. And this love nullifies everything else. Why? Because fervent love is the fire of God. Amen? And in this, God wants us to become accustomed to it so that we are not only rooted in it, but we are grounded in it. You know when the fire begins to go down. You know when you're allowing the flesh. You know when the voices are taking over. You know. Why? Because in this love, nothing can touch you. Nothing. Only what we allow. 1 Corinthians 13. That's where the power of choice comes in, doesn't it? It's the power to choose. In verse 3, it says, though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but not have love, it profits me what? Nothing. Why? Because he said to be rooted and grounded. That's foundational in love. This is fervent love. Love suffers long and is kind. Hello. This is what it is. This is the definition of what he's saying is this love. He says, what is it? He says, it suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It is not puffed up. Does not behave rudely. Does not seek its own. Is not provoked. Remember I shared with you the enemy's going to try and provoke you. Well, he can't if you maintain that position. You know, it's amazing because individuals, when lust is involved, it promotes self. Self says, I need a position to exalt myself. Love says, stay in position so he can be exalted. It does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not think evil. Does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Never fail. This love never fails. Never fails. Lust fails. Fervent love doesn't. Amen? Fervent love covers sin because it doesn't look at selfish lust or ambitions, desires. It keeps its eyes on Jesus. Again, that's where the Lord is always before us, isn't it? In 1 Corinthians 14, verse 1, what does it say? It says what? Pursue love, and desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may what? Prophesy, for he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God, for no one understands him. However, in the Spirit he speaks mysteries. So what is he saying? He said, look at, pursue love. Why? And desire the gifts. Because the gifts should always be backed by the love of God, not by the promotion of self. Prophecy should never be promoting self. Does everybody get this? I've seen many individuals, and it's pretty shameful, that they use the gifts of the Spirit to gain money. They want to go around and prophesy to people and expect a big donation. And that's wrong. It's wrong. God knows what we need. Amen? So we're to pursue the love of God, which means pursue. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whether it be words of wisdom, knowledge, understanding, vision, laying out of hands, whatever it may be. In other words, be ready in season and out. But it must be backed by love. Amen? Not by pride. James chapter 1. James 1. In verse 12, would you read it with me, please? Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he... Hallelujah! Hallelujah! But love him. Love him. See, he gives us love to love him. Is that right? I mean, this, it's like, man, I don't know if I love God. Well, then go get it. Remember, love is a choice. And that choice is to get in God's presence and receive his love so you can love him and love others. Oh, hallelujah. He says, let no one say when... Hallelujah. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and what? Enticed. Then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Turning. So again, God is preparing. He's letting us know, look at, the enemy's out to breach the love between you and God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For exchange of God's love. Fervent love is the presence of God. It is also the fear of God. Because where the presence of God is, there's the fear of God, which is reverence, honor, and respect. One of the things that's always important with God's love, let me share with you one of the first things that will begin to breach it is to be dishonest. You know, the word says, seek him with all of your heart. You know, God knows whether we're using him, even though he's using us. He can use anyone. And people think, well, God's using me, I must be all right. No, he can use anyone. In fact, he warns us, because there was many that are going to come before him at the end and say, Lord, you used me greatly. He said, yes, depart from me, I don't know you. Why? You practice lawlessness. I allowed you to use me so I could use you. But now it's time to talk about what's occurred. Now it's time to be rewarded or judged by what has been done. And then he says, depart from me. Amen? So one of the things that will quickly begin to cause separation is being dishonest. We must be honest all the time. Don't hide it. Speak it. Express it to him. Any dishonesty will breach it. It will begin to separate. That's why he offers repentance. Praise God. 1 John chapter 4. In verse 7. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7. Let's speak it together, please. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. In this, the love of God was manifested. Hallelujah. Live through him. And this is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be a propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to love one another. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love has been perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him, and he in us, because he has given us of his what? His spirit. Again, God's love is his presence. It is his spirit. It is his fire. It is his character. It is his nature. Love is God. Amen? Anything that's not love is not God. It's plain and simple. 1 Peter 1. In verse 13, everybody okay? You know, again, the Holy Spirit always prepares us and trains us. You know, because we don't even realize whether we're involved in something or getting ready to be attacked by something. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 13. Therefore, gird up the loins of your what? Mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As what? Obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lust, as in your ignorance. But as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct. Because it is written, be holy for I am holy. Let me tell you something. This love is holy. And if you call on the Father, who without partiality judges according to each one's work, conduct yourselves throughout the time of your stay here in fear, which is known as the fear of God, knowing that you are not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. He indeed was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifested in these last times for you, who through him believe in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. In other words, this love is holy. Amen. You know, there's no one else that was risen from the dead proclaiming to be God. In Galatians chapter 5. So again, he warns us that there's going to come a lot of false religions. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. After Christ. Because the enemy began to infiltrate, to start everything to oppose the doctrine of Christ Jesus. And that's his job. In Galatians chapter 5, is everybody there? Verse 16. I say then what? Walk in the Spirit, which means walk in love. Walk in fervent love. And you will not fulfill the what? Lust of the flesh. Hello. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish or desire. But if you are led by the Spirit, you're not under the law of sin and death. Okay, here it is. Now the works of the flesh, which is the works of lust, are evident, which are what? Adultery, for hallelujah. 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 Revelries and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. I want you to look at something. If God is love, and we are filled with his love, it becomes one. It's emerging. See, lust cannot enter love. Love enters love. Lust is blocked out from love. Does everybody get that? Good. All right, let's go a little further. So the only way lust can infiltrate love, if it's allowed. That's the only way it can infiltrate. It's allowed. And when we allow it, we actually invite it. So it's walking in the Spirit, is walking in his presence, which is actually walking in fervent love, isn't it? All right, let's go a little further. But the fruit of the Spirit in verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against there is what? No law. There's no lust. Hallelujah. Why? Because the flesh lives, survives on lust. But the Spirit survives on God's love. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit, which is the same as walking in fervent love. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. In other words, don't be used. Don't be what? Used. So again, the Spirit of God is love. The flesh of man is lust. The powers of darkness are lust. There was two trees in the garden. One was life, one was death. One was love, one was lust. And the rest of them, they're fulfilling. Does everybody get that? That's why Jesus said, look, you can eat all the rest of the trees, but don't eat this one. Here's the one that you're going to eat that's life. Here's the one that's death. It's the knowledge of good and evil and the tree of life. See, that's why people are still eating of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which is actually lust. So they're not walking in the fullness of God's love, fervent love. But they're walking in lust. They're still living a life of self. 2 Corinthians 3. The kingdom of God is not a drive-thru, and it isn't Burger King. So you're not going to get it your way. You're going to get it Yahweh. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 5. And we have such trust. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the what? Spirit gives life. The letter, rules, laws, religions, regulations. What it does is it promotes self, which is also love. It kills, but the Spirit gives life. That life is the love of God and the love for God. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 1. Fervent love. Galatians 5, verse 1, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty, which means freedom, by which Christ, the anointing, has made us free. The anointing makes us free. Why? Because the anointing breaks every yoke of bondage, and the anointing is God's love. And do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage or lust. Indeed, I, Paul, say to you that if you become circumcised, Christ will profit you nothing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The law, you have fallen from grace. For we, through the Spirit, eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. Again, we see that we do not let go or misuse the freedom of Christ. We grab hold of truth and reality. Remember, Jesus came as the offering for me and you. The ultimate offering. It's pretty amazing because the Bible says, God so loved the world. Amen? God so loved the world. In other words, he so loved the man. People think it's the world. It wasn't about the world. It was that he loved mankind. God so loved mankind that he brought love into this realm and he allowed love to be killed so it could be resurrected and distributed to every single one. Ephesians 4. You know, in Jesus' death and resurrection, love actually defeated lust. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 25. Would you speak it with me? Therefore, putting away what? Lying, let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil. Let him who stole... Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give him who has need. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. And do not what? Grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you. Hallelujah. God in Christ forgave you. How many of y'all know God says that love is forgiveness? Amen? Now, you know, there's an area. Listen, we're to love everyone, but you don't have to like everyone. Does everybody get it? I love everyone, but I don't like everyone. Why? Because I don't like what they do. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 5. You know, so many people have a hard time with forgiveness because they think they're waiting for a feeling to forgive. Forgiveness is a choice, just like love is a choice. Hallelujah. Man, I just don't know if I've been forgiven. Did you ask to be forgiven? Yeah. Well, hello. But I don't feel it. Uh-oh, you're one of those, huh? Mr. and Mrs. Emotion. Those are the ones you hug. I love you, you idiot. Idiot means spiritually blinded. Why? Because they cannot see. They cannot receive because they're so led by emotion, they can't overcome that. And it misleads them every time. Does everybody get that? Emotion is deadly, man. The only emotions we want is peace, joy, and righteousness. In the Holy Spirit, which is what? Love. Yeah, praise God. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 43. Glory. I literally have walked up to some people that have come up to me. I've seen them who've backslidden. I said, man, I love you, you bonehead. You idiot. You know what's better. You know what to do. I love them. But they choose to allow emotions and lust to lead them instead of love and truth in God's presence. I went to the auto parts store a few days ago, and there was somebody I ran into. Man, I was in the same thing. Man, you know better. What are you doing out there? Person looked terrible. And it wasn't because they were working hard. They were emotionally beat up. They couldn't receive forgiveness at all. And there was no way that they didn't feel that they were worthy enough to even receive it, because they were so bound up. And I said, come on, man, you know better. Just do it. Yeah, I'll be there. You just lied. Praise God. That's all we can do is pray for them, right? Verse 43, you have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. And pray for those who spitefully use you and what? Persecute you. That you may be sons of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun shine on the evil and the good. And sends rain on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward have you? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? If you greet your brethren only, what do you do more than others? Do not even the tax collectors do so? Therefore, you shall be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. Perfect love. John chapter 10. John chapter 10. Glory. John chapter 10 and verse 7. Glory. Then Jesus said to them again, most assuredly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All whoever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be what? Saved. And will go out and find pasture. The thief does not come except to what? Steal and to kill and to destroy. Wow. But I have come to bring life and life more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But a hireling, he who is not the shepherd, one who does. Hallelujah. And scatters them. The hireling flees because he is a hireling and does not care about the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known by my own. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. For other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them I also must bring, and they will hear my voice. And there will be one flock and one shepherd. Therefore my Father loves me, because I lay down my life, that I may take it again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down myself. I have power to lay it down. Hallelujah. God so loved man that he came as man, died as man, and rose as God. I'm going to say that again. God so loved the world that he came as man, died as a man, and rose as God. Nobody else said that. None of these goofy false religions. But again, the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy because there is no love in Satan's kingdom. None. There's nothing but lust. Even the word tells us that many will come and say, talk about love, but really they don't love. They lust. They have hidden agendas. In John chapter 8, in verse 37, there are many belief systems, and a flawed belief system will promote flawed perception. There are many people that are dying on what they believe, even when it's incorrect. In verse 37, Jesus is speaking and he says, listen, I know that you are Abraham's descendants, but you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you. You realize how many religions have been promoted saying they're from Abraham's descendants, but they're really not truly true. He said, I speak what I've seen with my father, and you do what you have seen with your father. They answered and said to him, Abraham is our father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Works of Abraham. So what was Jesus exposing? A flawed belief system. He was exposing a flawed religion. But now you seek to kill me. A man who has told you the truth, which I heard from God. Abraham did not do this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For God, Jesus said, if God were your father, you would what? Love me. You would love. If God's truly your father, you would love, not lust. For I proceeded forth and came from God, nor have I come of myself, but he who sent me. In verse 43, why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word. You are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a what? Murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth. Hallelujah. A liar and the father of it. This is a demonic influence that has penetrated and created its own religion. And behind this is Satan's kingdom. It's Satan. But he comes in all kinds of forms. He said, but hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because you are not of God. That is powerful. Very powerful. Father of lies and a murderer. Lust, not love. Amen? Lust, not love. You know, the other day I was, as I was sitting in my living room, and man, this love just came on me. And I felt so much love for so many people, especially people that were deceived. And then I saw a spirit, and behind the spirit, he said, this spirit hates all mankind. And of course, it was associated with Satan's spirit. And he said to me, his name is Allah. And he said, Allah even hates Muslims. He says he uses them to kill themselves so they can kill mankind. I thought, my gosh, why? Because there is no love. It is nothing but lust. And what is the reward? Virgins. Lust. Here's the reward. You die for me, you get a bunch of lustifarians. You get to have sex for the rest of your life. There is no sex in the afterlife. I was grieved. I felt so bad for them because they're so deceived. And the Lord had me start to intercede to come against the spirit of Allah. We need to come against that spirit and bind that thing. It's nothing but a demon. Is everybody okay? It doesn't carry any fervent love, and there's multiples of it. We got Baal, who's the offshoot of all of this stuff. All of these guys are associated. They're demonic principalities. They've come in from fallen angels. They're from Satan's kingdom. They're all promoting a religion to promote self. Is everybody all right? In fact, we're putting up on the Eternal Library Islam Exposed, so anybody can go to it and see it and get understanding. It's powerful. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, how many of you know God loves Muslims? Yes. We should too. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Would you read it with me? But know this, that in the what? Last days, perilous times will come, for men will be what? Lovers of themselves, because they won't be lovers of God. If you're a lover of yourself, you carry lust. Lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient, to parents, unthankful, unholy. No. Hallelujah. Strong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. In other words, they're full of lust. They're not fervent love. Having a form of godliness, but denying its power. And from such people do what? Turn away. Turn away. turn away. False belief system religions causing perilous times, believing that they are killing for God. This deception is evil and lust, and they're still eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which is actually lust or death, not from the tree of life. Again, Allah is just one of the murdering spirits. It's just a murdering spirit, and there's many of them. And I want to close in Ephesians 5. So we've got to be careful what we touch and agree with our thoughts, with everything, our associations. You know, people can go from love to lust if they allow it. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 5, is everyone there? Verse 6, let's read it. Let no one what? Deceive you. With what? Empty words. For because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. You know, the word tells if anybody comes knocking at your door without the doctrine, the true doctrine, don't associate with it. You can love them. I love them, and then they usually run. I tell them what's truth, just pray in the spirit, man. You'll see the back of their feet. Therefore, do not, but make sure you put something in their hand as they're running, like truth. Not a grenade, truth. Therefore, do not be what? Partakers with them. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the hallelujah. Hallelujah. And have no what? Fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but what? Rather expose it. You know, people are afraid to expose things. And I'm telling you, we're going to do a research and expose every false. What's behind all of these religions? What's behind it? What's behind all of these denominations? What's behind it? What's influenced them? We might not be liked too well, but praise God. Maybe people will come to the truth. I think it's vitally important that we know what's influencing. Why is this? Why? Because people are being deceived. They're being lied to. So it's our responsibility to expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light. For hallelujah. From the dead, and Christ will give you what? Light. See, then you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are what? Because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be filled with the what? Holy Spirit. That way you're filled with fervent love. And fervent love covers a multitude of sins because you don't desire sin. You overcome sin with fervent love. Why? Because the fervent love is the fire of God. And when you're filled with the fire of God, nothing can touch you unless you allow it. It will knock on your door. If you say, who's there? You may be inviting it in. Amen? So maintain that fervent love. That's our responsibility. That's why it's important again. Hallelujah. 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 You have. And you can't give what you don't have. Amen. Only love, perfect love, casts out all fear. And fear, anger, bitterness is all associated with lust. And we don't want lust. Amen. Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. We ask for your forgiveness, mercies, and grace in any area where we've exchanged your love for lust. We expose it, we remove it from us right now. Every spirit of lust, loose us and leave us now and go to the pit in the name of Jesus. Pride goes, lust goes in the name of Jesus, and all fear goes, that we may walk in perfect love and perfect harmony with the Holy Spirit on fire, zealous for obedience and willing to do whatever it takes to please you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Praise God. Be blessed.